I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The U.S. House has approved a $2 trillion economic stimulus package, as we've been hearing. That's to help the country recover from the impact of the coronavirus. Vermont will receive roughly $300 million in grants to offset virus-related expenses, and the state's hospitals will get $260 million to balance their budgets. Businesses will be eligible for loan and grant programs. And the office of Congressman Peter Welch says Social Security recipients will be eligible for a one-time cash payment of $1,200. Here's Welch.
Number one, we got to help individuals. And a one-time check, you know, is nice. But bottom line, we've got to boost unemployment benefits. And they have to include folks who are independent contractors or self-employed.
The bill also increases the maximum weekly unemployment benefit by $600 for the next 4 months. And one of Vermont's top judges says child custody and visitation agreements remain in effect during the state's stay-at-home order. Chief Superior Court Judge Brian Grierson says Vermont's order does not allow parents to ignore custody exchanges they've already committed to. But Grierson says potential exposure to the coronavirus when transferring custody may be grounds to request an emergency hearing.
Then they have a right to petition the court for an emergency request to perhaps modify the parent-child contact. But again, the orders that are in effect remain in effect until they are modified.
Grierson told Vermont Edition he urges parents to work out child visitation changes on their own before requesting an emergency hearing. The forecast for tonight, clear skies with some lows in the 20s, some upper teens in the north. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.